No name nerd. Any type of nerd. Nerds belong here.
This is Brian from the No Name Nerd, and welcome to the No Name Nerd podcast. The No Name Nerd is the home for gamers, streamers, and content creators, and we're happy to provide you with this opportunity to learn more tips and tricks to grow your stream, to grow your following, and to succeed at whatever your personal or professional goals are in this digital environment. I'm going to turn things over to Joe now.
What's up, guys? I'm Joe from the No Name Nerd, and welcome to the No Name Nerd podcast. Today, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics when it comes to just building your brand, and that's finding your voice. I mean, it's something that gets overlooked so much because it's something that could be very simple, but I think it's something that needs to be considered. It needs to be discussed. So when I talk about finding your voice, that's really the answer to a three-part question. Who are you? Who are you talking to? And what do you want to say? You know, when we begin on our journey into content creation, there's a number of different factors to consider here. You know, what platform will we produce on? What basic format of content are we going to make? What's my release schedule going to look like? Yeah, I can make this list go on and on and on, but that would only further prove the points I'm about to make. Finding your voice is one of the most important steps you can take while building your brand. It creates a consistent voice, which makes your audience more comfortable, since they will know what to expect from you. It can also make your content more entertaining. There's the three elements of finding your voice. Again, who are you? Who are you talking to? And what do you want to say? So let's start with who are you? More importantly, who's the person that you are putting in front of the camera? Now, there's a number of routes that you can go with this question, and none of them are necessarily wrong. Here's a few of the more popular options. And I'll try to give you some examples from people that I personally know. For starters, many people just are straight up their normal personality on camera. It's a solid option, as that's easiest since you are already that person. So it's easy here. One of my early mentors in this industry is a Twitch streamer. He's a pretty popular guy named Brown Man. You may know him as Ray Narvaez Jr. Used to be a part of Achievement Hunter. Now he does his own thing on Twitch. He is just straight up who he is. You know, he doesn't really play it up for the camera. I've had a number of conversations with him over the years, and the Ray that you see on camera, that's Ray. And that's part of what makes it so comfortable for him when he streams, is because he doesn't feel the need to be a character. It's just Ray. And for some people like him, that works. Now, one of the biggest drawbacks to that style is, you know, if you're having a bad day or whatever, your mood is more likely to affect you because it's just you and your mood is a part of you. So that can lead to a more inconsistent performance. So if you do go this route, try to keep up with that. You know, again, consistency is key. You know, you want them to see a consistent performance. People, you know, you want to give them the same experience when they come to your channel so they know what to expect. Another common practice is to use a magnified version of your personality. Essentially, this kind of works by picking traits about yourself that you think would be good for your character, and then lean into those traits. This is the one that I personally use. Now I've got a couple of characters. So on my personal channel, Big Bite Joe is upbeat. I'm loud. I'm chaotic. This crazy quick wit. And it's really entertaining when I'm trying to get people moving. I talk a lot faster. And, you know, I'm just so up. And I'm just very energetic. And it really drives the moment. You guys are probably a little bit more used to Podcast Joe. You know, I go for a warm, inviting, a calm tone. You know, it kind of creates this environment where we can just sit down and talk about the issues at hand for you know, content creators like us. But then there's real life Joe, you know, and it's kind of a subdued combination of the two. Sometimes I can be that upbeat, loud, crazy kind of guy, but I'm also a kind, warm individual. So I just lean into whatever it, you know, the situation calls for. So, so again, the pros here, it's very easy to create this character and stay in the character. But you know, on the flip side, you know, it is still a character. So it does take some work. It's not as natural as saying, just be straight up who you are. The third common practice is to just create an entirely new character. This is especially common with people using cosplay, full makeup, just costumers, you know, furries, VTubers, you know, people that do that for their content. You know, the idea here is just simple acting. I've got a friend who's a VTuber that does this. They asked not to use the name in here, but it's just simple acting. You know, you create this whole new character and you just act as if you're them. You know, so while this is just straightforward acting, it does require both at least a modicum of acting chops, as well as the ability to keep a character straight and within its canon. So, you know, there's a lot going on there. You're going to want some acting chops if you go this route. So if you take this approach, we wholeheartedly recommend planning that character out on paper and having a full idea of who this character is before you start creating content. Now, equally important to who you are is who you are talking to. Now, your audience is often reflective of who you are as a person and who you intend to reach. Now, at the onset, you can really decide who that person you want to reach is, what they're into, and what they would watch. And then you have to find that person, which is an entire series on its own. Now, once you've been going for a while, you can compare notes with your platform's analytics reports to see if you are finding your people, or if you need to just readjust your approach to align with the audience that you've found. Of course, interacting with the community that you've built is a key factor in this. Now, here at the No Name Nerd, we know that a large swath of our audience is into making content online, so we've developed a blog series, podcast, classes, you name it, to cater to that audience. And we've adjusted our tone to fit that space. Now, perhaps the most important thing on this list here is figuring out what you want to say. What sort of message do you want to share on your channel? What kind of vibes do you want to give off? Now, for example, here at the No Name Nerd, our message is one of inclusivity. We want everyone to feel welcome here, so we focus on content that makes people feel welcome. We want them to feel at home here. We also want to foster people's creativity, so we focus on topics that can help creators. Remember, guys, in the world of content creation, consistency is key. People love knowing that they can come to you for the content that you create. But who are you? Clarify your personal voice by asking yourself who you are talking to, and what you want to say can go a long way to build that consistency. And in turn, building your brand. Now, if you try these techniques, we'd love to hear about how it went. You can find us in our Discord and Facebook channels at nerdsbelonghere.com. I always, you know, really recommend checking those, especially the Discord out if you're a content creator, because we've got great, we've got great resources there for streamers, content creators, you name it. If you do mess with this, please hop in the No Name Nerd podcast channel there. Let us know how you're building your channel, or how you're building your voice, rather. We'd love to hear about it. Again, go to nerdsbelonghere.com for the invite. Of course, make sure that you are following us and subscribing to this podcast. Next time we're going to be talking about finding the voice of a team, which is its own battle. That's going to be a really fun one. And of course, stay tuned for more great tips and tricks. Again, on behalf of the No Name Nerd, I'm Joe. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful day.
Hey there, I'm excited to be welcoming some of our No Name Nerd community on to give shout outs to their stream. If you're interested in having your stream mentioned on our podcast, just head to anchor.fm/nonamenerd and make sure to click on the message button and then just record a message that is 30 seconds to a minute. Feel free to plug your stream and maybe you will be selected to appear on the air, just like the recording here.
And I think it's really cool that you guys have all this set up and available for people to listen to, learn from. Just the way that you talk to people is soothing. It's delightful and it's wonderful and brings joy to my heart. Thank you for the information, and also thank you for making me feel like I'm wrapped up in a warm blanket, happily with some hot cocoa and grandma. For real though, thank you so much. You guys are awesome. And keep it up. I love all the information. This is helping me big time.
So if you're interested in joining the No Name Nerd community, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com and you can find links to our Discord server as well as our private Facebook group. I'm proud to say that we offer a safe and welcoming environment for all kinds of nerds, and we are a supportive and interactive community for all types of gamers, streamers, and content creators. So if you're looking for some people to connect with, to play some games with, or to learn some tips and tricks on growing your audience, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com. And if you want to grab some great customized merch, you can always find that at nonamenerd.com, where we have our signature item, which is a full sublimation print professional quality esports jersey, as well as a number of other items. So nerdsbelonghere.com for the community and nonamenerd.com for the company. Thanks for listening.